You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, Atheists Have Nothing to Say. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and the apostles Peter and John were going into the Jerusalem temple to pray. And there, sitting by the temple door, was a man who had been unable to walk ever since the day he was born. And because of his serious handicap, this man had been a beggar all of his life. Therefore, as Peter and John entered the temple, this helpless man asked the apostles for money. Peter and John stopped. They looked straight at the beggar. And then the Bible says they fixed their eyes upon the lame man and they said, "Look at us." Expecting to receive money from the apostles, this poor man obeyed, and he focused his eyes on the two men. Peter then said, "I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk." Peter then took this handicapped man by the right hand. He raised the lame man up to his feet, and immediately the Bible explains the feet and the ankles of this lame man were strengthened and they were healed. The common people who were watching this, they were amazed, and the temple visitors were impressed. Nevertheless, this miraculous public healing produced another, quite different result. It stirred up violent opposition against the apostles. The religious leaders of that day were extremely upset. This was not what they wanted. In fact, the healing of the lame man, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, no less, was the worst thing, they believed, that could have ever happened. Because, you see, not long before, these enemies of the blessed and loving Savior had crucified the Christ. They killed him. They had him nailed to the cross. And through this well-schemed murder, they thought they had put an end to the popular movement of the new Christians. But now the followers of this Nazarene called Jesus Christ, these disciples of the blessed Messiah, those who had seen the Savior's crucifixion and those who had witnessed his glorious resurrection, now they were opening up an entirely new movement of preaching and healing. It seemed, therefore, to these conniving religious leaders as if a whole new can of worms had been opened. And now what to do? There was no question. The religious leaders had decided, the followers of Jesus, they had to be stopped, and they had to be stopped now. And so in Acts chapter 4, we read that these angry religious leaders laid hands on Peter and John. They arrested the apostles and they put them in prison. Then they schemed a special trial. But in the middle of the trial, something went terribly wrong. For just as the enemies of Jesus were hoping to crush his followers, just as they were preparing to stop this new missionary movement, then the bottom fell out of their devious plan. The Bible explains that just when the enemies had thought that they had accomplished their dastardly deed, then suddenly there appeared, yes, suddenly there appeared, damning evidence against their plot, and there was nothing that these connivers could say. The evidence was before their eyes. The healed man was there. The man who had not walked all his life was there in front of them, and he was standing up. A great miracle had been done through the power of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, a miracle had been done through the man whom they had crucified, the man called Jesus. And so, in spite of their hatred for Christ, and in spite of some of the most earnest desires to deny that Christ was God, nevertheless, irrefutable evidence of the healed man stuck out like a sore thumb. It could not be avoided. Consequently, these enemies of Jesus, the Bible explains, and I quote, they had nothing to say. And so if you, my friend, if you today have also been tempted to believe that Jesus was only a man and not really God, then consider the many miracles done by him and in his name. But look also further. Yes, consider the crucified Christ and meditate upon Jesus and his bloody crucifixion, the death which paid for your sin, and the truth of his victorious resurrection, this resurrection which now promises you hope and eternal life. For when you concentrate your concerns on the crucified and resurrected Savior, then you too will surely understand the truth of our text for today. The desperate enemies of God, as they tried to destroy the work of the early Christians, they were caught in their own trap. Because, you see, due to all of the overpowering evidence glorifying the deity of Christ and his works of mercy, especially the healing of the lame man, these enemies of Christ then had nothing to say. Oh, what a stunning defeat for the enemies of Christ, not only for that day, but also for our time and our generation. And let us not hesitate one moment to add that this event, this incident of the miraculous healing of the lame man by the apostles, is not an isolated incident. This is not the only historical event available supporting the miraculous power of Jesus Christ crucified. In another situation, for example, the followers of John the Baptist, they also wondered who Jesus was. Their hearts sought assurance, and their minds searched for evidence. And again, out of love, the blessed Savior Jesus did not permit their seeking spirit to falter due to lack of evidence. But instead, Jesus told them, "Go, yes, go and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind are receiving sight. The lame are walking, the lepers are being cleansed, and the deaf are hearing, and even the dead are being raised unto life." Oh, our confused generation, yes, our confused generation, also needs this same good news for its afflictions. The brokenhearted of the 20th century, they need to be bound up. They need to be spiritually repaired with the hope of God's gospel of mercy. Captives of the sin of gossip, and the sin of broken homes and fractured marriages, and the sin of lust. These captives, they also need to be liberated. Prisoners of drug addiction and alcoholism, they need to be set free. And all of this is possible today. This liberation comes through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one whom God has anointed to bring mercy and help and hope. And so, my friend, if you see yourself as one of those needing new strength and a reason to live, and the assurance of forgiveness and an eternal hope, then you need to get a new start in life. Begin by turning your back forever upon uncertainty and meaninglessness in life, and with the Spirit's help, establish your future upon God's immovable foundation of faith. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. One thing is sure. You can trust absolutely in Jesus. You see, Jesus is not some dead prophet. He is not one who speaks meaningless words from a cold grave. After his bloody crucifixion, the Lord Jesus Christ was raised again from the dead. And today, Jesus is alive. He is speaking to us through his living word. And now, as a consequence of the record of his miracles, evidence that even his enemies could not deny, no one, even today, can challenge that Jesus Christ is indeed the long-promised Messiah. Jesus fulfilled perfectly all the many prophecies of the Old Testament. He was born in Bethlehem, just as the prophets foretold. And even though he, Jesus, was innocent, as proclaimed by Pontius Pilate, nevertheless, as a result of the bigoted religious leaders of his day, Jesus was crucified on a cross outside the walls of Jerusalem. And this was all done so that the words of the prophets might be fulfilled. The chains of death, however, could not contain the crucified Christ. 3 days after Jesus was laid in the cold grave, he was raised again from the dead. And after showing himself alive to more than 500 people at one time, and after giving evidence of his resurrection by what the Bible calls many irrefutable proofs, then he, yes, then Jesus, ascended gloriously into heaven. And the good news is this, that Jesus is now sitting. Yes, Jesus Christ is now sitting at the right hand of God the Father. Every day, our blessed loving Savior is serving as a mercy-filled and compassionate intercessor for the discouraged, for the lonely, and for the broken. Oh yes, Jesus Christ is the gracious mediator of all those who come to the Father through him. And therefore, my friend, it is no longer necessary for you to wonder if you have a true friend. It is no longer necessary for you to worry whether someone sincerely cares about you. In spite of those who try to deny his existence, there is a God, and there is a heavenly Father who truly loves you. And there is a way that God wants to make known his love for you. It is through Jesus. God fervently desires that you come unto him through faith in his only Son. God, of course, is not demanding that you do penance before you come to him. And God does not have a list of requirements that you must first meet. Simply, yes, simply acknowledge your sins and your failures. Simply confess to God that you have failed and that you want to return to him and to live in his love and forgiveness. And then when you in sincere repentance turn unto the Lord for healing from your sin, and when you go to him for help for the future, then his divine spirit will gladden your heart with praise. And then along with the great prophet Isaiah, you will be enabled to say, I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will exult in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation, and he has wrapped me with the robe of his holy righteousness. You know, my friend, since we are now talking about the evidence of God, let me also add this one most interesting insight. The often agonizing search for God, especially among the academic community, was highlighted by a recent meeting of astrophysicists. 80 such scientists met last April 23rd at Washington's Ramada Renaissance World Hotel. And one 47-year-old scientist named George Smoot delivered a most interesting scientific paper. After intense research, Mr. Smoot declared that as a result of the latest telescopes and modern computer technology, these scientific machines can now reveal such beautiful color patterns in the universe that, and I quote, if you are religious, it's like looking at God, he said. And then this scientist added that, and I quote, the order is so beautiful and so symmetrical that you would think that there is some design behind it. Actually, however, no one really needs million-dollar technology to know that the universe is the product of one grand designer. In the first chapter of the book of the Bible, we read that God, yes, God created the heavens and the earth. And the God-inspired writer of the book of Hebrews sums it all up when he writes, by faith. By faith we understand, yes, we believe, that the worlds were prepared by the Word of God. Therefore, my friend, if you have been hesitating to make that crucial step of faith, if you have been hanging back until you could see more evidence that God exists, then you need not wait any longer. Not only do the heavens declare the glory of God, and not only do the followers of Christ acclaim the Savior's reality, but also the enemies of the Savior. Even they, when they saw the miracles, the lame walking, the blind seeing, the deaf hearing, and the dead being raised, even they, the enemies, they had no choice. The evidence was before them, and it was truly, as the Bible reports, they had nothing to say. And therefore today let us thank God that he has not only given us evidence of his existence in his creation, but that he has also graciously revealed himself to us in his only Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, let me encourage you today. Delay no longer. Receive the forgiveness and the joy and the strength that God is offering you through faith in his crucified and resurrected Son. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, believe and trust in him today. For with all the evidence that God has given us of his mercy, especially in the Lord Jesus Christ, even atheists, yes, even atheists don't have anything to say whatsoever. God lives. And Jesus is indeed the long-promised Messiah. And heaven, my friend, is real. And there is a positive, joy-filled future for you and your family and for all those who trust in the sin-cleansing blood and the death-defeating resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, my friend, is our beautiful Savior. Amen.
Hope you've enjoyed this message. The Lutheran Hour is a listener-supported ministry of the International Lutheran Layman's League.